From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A top Hezbollah military commander has been killed in Syria. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, Mustafa Baradin was killed in an explosion which tore through the group's headquarters near Damascus International Airport.
Syrian TV announced Baradin's death overnight, quoting a statement from Hezbollah that he had become a martyr. The group indicated that the cause of the fatal explosion near Damascus Airport is still being investigated, although several Hezbollah leaders directed suspicion at Israel. A Hezbollah statement claimed that Badruddin took part in most of the group's operations since 1982. Badruddin was at the top of the list of suspects identified by a UN special tribunal investigating the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik al-Hariri, who died when an explosion tore through his motorcade in 2005. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
At least 16 people were killed Friday in shooting and bombing attacks in a predominantly Shiite town in northern Iraq. Three gunmen opened fire with machine guns at a cafe in the town of Balad. 12 people were killed and at least 25 wounded. Later, one of the assailants set off an explosive vest at a nearby market, killing at least 4 people and critically wounding 2 others. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attacks, saying that it targeted Shiite militiamen. The attacks come just days after more than 80 people were killed when 3 suicide bombers set off their explosives in Baghdad on Wednesday. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. A UN committee has condemned what it calls the ongoing practice of torture and ill treatment in Turkey and Saudi Arabia. The committee of 10 independent experts said its major concerns in Turkey included impunity for acts of torture, inhumane detention conditions, and accusations of extrajudicial killings. Saudi Arabia also came in for criticism in regard to laws and practices that the committee says amount to torture. The committee also called for a moratorium on the death penalty, noting its concern at Saudi Arabia's growing number of executions. Amnesty International reports that Saudi authorities executed at least 158 people last year. The UN Refugee Agency says Italy's Coast Guard has rescued about 1,000 refugees and migrants off the coast of southern Italy. As Lisa Schlein reports, at least 500 people were pulled from 2 boats that left Egypt a few days ago.
In one operation, the UN Refugee Agency reports some 500 people were rescued off Sicily, southeast of Cape Passero. It says the people crammed into 2 fishing boats had departed several days ago from Egypt. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says the nationalities of all the people are still not known, but that the Italian Coast Guard reports some Syrians and Iraqis were among the group. The UNHCR reports nearly 190,000 refugees and migrants have arrived in Europe by sea so far this year. While most have gone to Greece, a growing minority of more than 31,250 has headed for Italy. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers plan to execute raids in the next few weeks to deport Central American mothers and children who immigrated to the U.S. illegally and have exhausted all legal recourse. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the month-long series of raids is focused on hundreds of people who have already been notified they have to leave the United States.
No one is removed if they have an ongoing pending claim or appeal for asylum or some other form of humanitarian relief. People are given access to due process.
In January, the Obama administration began a series of raids to deport illegal immigrants focused on Central American people who stayed beyond their deportation orders. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.